So let's begin. We're up to Siman Samach Vav, Halacha Beis. We are in the middle of the Sugya of Heter Iska. Halacha Beis, Yecholim Lahasna. So we learned yesterday, let's review very quickly what we learned yesterday. A person wants to lend money with ribbis. I want to lend money and I demand Siman Samach Vav. Siman Samach Vav. Person wants to lend or borrow money with ribbis. Problematic. It's the Issa, the Raisa, the Loiv is Chayef 5 Lavin, the Bar is Chayef 3. Anyone that's in the middle is Chayef 1 Lav. What's the solution? The solution is to structure the transaction not as a loan, but as a business investment. I'm lending you $1,000. It's not going to be called a loan. I'm going to lend you only $500. And that $500 you'll pay back without interest. The other $500 will view it as a deposit. A business investment. I'm assuming, I'm giving you $500, you're going to take that money and invest. You're going to open up a business, you're going to buy a commodity, you're going to do some trading, bartering, whatever it is. Whatever you do with your money, do with my money. And I will accept full risk for my money. The $500 that I'm lending you, that's not my problem. If you lose those $500, you have to pay me back $500. I don't care. And there's no ribbis. I lend you $500, you give me back exactly $500. But I also want you to take another $500 and use it, do with it whatever you do with your $500. And if you suffer a loss, if the money is lost, okay, that's my loss. If you gain, if there's a profit, I receive all the profits for my $500. So what is expected to happen when the term is over? Let's say this cycle will go for 30 days. So I'm giving you now $1,000, $500 alone. $500 is going to be for the purpose that you're going to invest it on my behalf. The only thing that I'm guaranteed to get back when 30 days is over is $500. The other $500, who knows? I might get it back. I might not get it back. And if I get it back, I might get back a lot more. I might get back from that 500 another 200 for a total of 700, which would mean that I'll get back in total when the 30 days is over, $1,200. $500 alone, $500 was my investment, and I'm hoping I'll get back on the return of my investment another $200. So that would sit down. Now, that alone, would that be permitted? Absolutely not. Why should that be forbidden? That's ribbis. Where's the ribbis? Because I'm lending you $500 and you're giving me back $500. Plus, you're also providing a service. You're investing my money. You're doing with my money what you're doing with your money. That's not the issue. Again, look what we have. I'm giving you $1,000. $500 a pure loan. I give you $500, you give me back $500. The other $500 is not a loan. Exactly. The other $500 is not a loan. I'm giving it to you. I'm asking you to invest the money on my behalf. And it could be that I'll lose every penny. When the month is over, I'll have nothing left. But you are providing me a service. You are taking my $500 and you are investing it in the market together with your $500. So what has happened here is I've lent you $500 and you will return to me two things. Number one, my money, plus you are returning to me, you're also giving me a service. Anytime you return more than what you take, that violates the law of ribbis on a deraisa level.
That's an administrative fee.
So, but there was no fee. So far, I've not paid you for, you're doing it for free. You're doing this service for free, only because I'm lending you $500. If I would not lend you $500, and I would ask you, can you take my $500 and invest in the market? You'll tell me, oh, you want me to invest your money for you? Service. Pay me $100 for my services. Oh, but if you'll lend me $500, then I'll do this service for free. Oh, you're doing this service for free? That violates the laws of ribbis. So this would be a problem. So what is the first thing we need to do to avoid this problem? We need to make sure that the person that gives the money to the other person pays for the service, even a very small amount. I'll even give you $1 or $2. I'm giving you $1, and the purpose of this dollar is to pay for the service of investing my $500. So at this point in time, we've now taken away the ribbis problem. I'm giving you $1,000, you're going to give me back $1,200. Oh, it's ribbis. It's not really ribbis, because the $500 is a loan. The other $500 is an investment, and I'm expecting that you're going to achieve $200 return on my $500. So you'll give me back my principal with my return on investment and the loan that I've given you for a grand total of $1,200. That's what we're hoping. And for the service of investing my money, I'm going to give you $2. So you will be giving me back $1,198. And there's no ribbis because there's a real risk. It can very well be that on my $500, and there's no guarantee that I'll get back my $1,198, because it can very well be that my money will be lost. So why would you want to do that? What person in this world would want to go give his friend $1,000 when it's very possible, when the month is over, he'll only get back $500? Who'd want to do such a thing like this? So that's what it says over here in Halacha Beis. Yecholim lehasnos. You can stipulate, in Siman Samach Vav, Halacha Beis, you can stipulate, Shelo yehe amakabel nemel lema shehifsid min akeren. When the 30 days is over, the investor, the one that you've given the money, cannot say that he lost the money. Ki MLP Adim Kesherim. Two witnesses must come forward in Bezin and testify that, sorry buddy, you gave me $500 to invest, it's down the drain, we lost every single penny. Vial HaRevach, and let's say there's a profit. The profit is supposed to be, we're forecast a $200 profit, but who knows, maybe the profit was $300. Maybe the profit was $400 on my $500. Maybe it was a little bit less. So Yal HaRevach Lo Yehi Neman Ki Im B'Shavua. The only way I'm going to trust you to tell me exactly how much money you made on the investment is if you take an oath in court by holding a Sefer Torah. Halacha Gimel. Gam Yecholim Lahasnos. In addition, you can stipulate Shehabereiru Hu Biyad HaMakabel. Here is the clincher. This is the most critical part of the Heta Iska. Is that the makabel, the one that receives the $1,000, $500 loan, $500 investment, has an option, an escape clause? Shabreu hu biyad makabel shem yirtze lo seis lahanoi sein kach v'kach. I'll give you a certain payment, certain amount of money, ba'ad hachelik harevach shelo, on behalf of the profit that was meant to go for your portion, for your $500. And by giving you this set amount of money, I don't have to swear. And I don't have to do anything else. Yehei harishus biyado. And this amount of money that I'm going to give you will also work to my benefit, that in the event I have received, I made on your $500 more than $200, I can keep that extra money for myself. The chol mosa harevach above the money that's been given kach v'kach yishoer lo will remain in the possession of the one who received the money. The derech zehi nochon, and this is proper. It's a good idea to do this. Ki mistoma hamakabel, the one that receives the $1,000, $500 loan, $500 deposit to invest, lo yirtze lishava, is not going to be comfortable going to court and making an oath and declaring, I only made on your $500, $200, not a penny more. The Yitilo, he would much prefer to give a set amount, the forecasted benefit, the forecasted profit. The Yitin Lanoisin Kifimasha Yiktsuvu Reinehem would prefer to give the investor the amount of money that they forecasted that will come. And that will exempt him from making a shvua. And here come the three critical words the whole world is built upon. The Zehu Heter Iska. This is the lumbus. Everything that he said now in the first 2.5 simonim is the entire lumbus of Heter Iska. Hanohog Beinenu, which is accepted, which is accepted among us. The Afilu Im Makabel. What happens if the makabel, the recipient, knows 30 days have come and things did not go according to plan and there is no profit? You gave me $500 and I look on the computer screen and I see the money is exactly the same. It's still, the market has not gone up. It's exactly $500, or worse, chas v'shalom, the market went down. So the investor wants back his money, and the person, the manager really has a way out. Yachol Litain, like the way he can get out of it is he can bring witnesses to testify that he lost the money, or he can go into court and make a shvua and say the profits were only $5, not more than what we expected. He can still give to the investor the care of the principal, the $500 im harevach shekatzu b'neim, with the forecasted profits they stipulated among them, the $200, and that will free me from my oath. So you'll tell me, but no, but it looks like ribis, because since I'm going using this escape clause, what's really happening here is I took from you $500 and I'm giving back more. I took from you $1,000, I'm giving you back $1,200. No, it's fine. The ain kan shum iser. And here he explains a very important principle concept. The kevon sheyesh olav chiyav shvua, since technically he doesn't have to pay it. Technically speaking, he's not giving back anything more than the loan. For the service of managing the money, he was paid. And for the profits, the 200 extra dollars that he's giving back to the investor, it's real profit from the investment. Or if he doesn't want to pay that real profit, he has the option of making a shvua and claiming that there was not real profit. And if the principal dropped down below the original amount, he has the right of bringing witnesses. So he's not forced from the get-go to pay more money than what he takes. It does not violate ribis deraisa. Ribis deraisa, even ribis drabon, is only when you lend a person money and at the very moment of the loan you agree that you will pay back more money for the loan. That's not what's happening here. I'm lending you $500 and you're going to pay me back $500. And I'm giving you $2 as a service fee for managing my $500. And all you have to give back to me is my $500 and the profits, which we expect. And the profits, you'll pay whatever the profits are. And if there's a loss, there's a way out. So you just bring witnesses. And if the profits are anything less than $200, or anything more than $200, whatever it is, so you'll make a shavua. So it's my money, and you're managing my money. There's no loan whatsoever. You don't have to pay back any extra money. You don't want to make a shvua. You want an option not to make a shvua, and you want to pay $200 not to make the shvua. Okay, so pay me the $200, and you take advantage of this exemption clause, and you don't have to make the shvua. But there's no actual ribis being stipulated in the transaction of the loan. The kevin sheyesh olav chiyav shvua yochol lifter es atzmo b'moinei min hashvua. You can exempt yourself from the mammon with the shvua. So this is the principle of the principle of heterisk. Now, what's very interesting here, we'll go further. Avol. Let us read through the halacha. Avol, sheyikne hamakabel eschilik harevach, shlanoisim bekach vekach. Here's another technique. Here's another variation which he says is not correct. What would happen if the makabel will purchase the profits? As a chilik harevach shel hanoisim bekach vekach, Sheyia mechuyev lo say slo achakach kach vekach b'chol oifen zehu osur, because it appears like a loan. This is not technically osur, but it appears like what's the variation of this transaction? Do me a favor and let me buy from you the profits on your money. You're giving me $500. The $500 is the principal. You're lending me $500. That's a loan. There's another $500 that's being advanced. That $500 has potential for profit. We're going to use it as a means to create profit. I want to purchase the rights to make profit. I want to buy it from you. And I'll pay you $200, I'll give you $200, I'll give you back your principal, you'll get back your $500, and I'm going to buy from you whatever potential this $500 can make. So for you, it's a great situation, there's no risk for you. For you, you're getting $200 up front, I'm taking your $500, I'm going to invest, and I have the full right to use it as a means to make kunos. I may make from your $500 $1 million. I'll invest on margin, and I'll get the profits. That is usur. Why is it usur? Because it still looks like ribis. Why does it look like ribis? You guarantee to get back your $500 plus more money. In this situation, the money is no longer being viewed as a deposit. It's not considered to be my money. It's now your money. It's your money, and you just have an obligation to replace that money. Plus, you're giving me back more money. The money you're giving back is not ribis deraisa, because there was money that you're going to purchase the right to make profit. But because the money now has become yours, and it's no longer mine, and you're just paying me back the principal, plus you're paying a fee for the rights for whatever profit it can accomplish, that resembles ribis. Our example of heter iska is much better, because it's always my money at every single moment in time. I have $500, you are holding my $500. Yeah. It's not yours, it's mine. Yeah. And you're investing it for me, and I'm paying you for that service. And there are profits that are coming in, and the profits go into me. So where are my profits? Where's my money? I can't see what's going on behind closed doors. Give me my profits. Everything's okay, don't worry. So give it to me. Okay, but we have only $199. Oh, so swear. Make a shua. I don't want to swear. I'll just give you $200. That's fine. Because in this situation, the $500 every single moment in time belongs to me, and the profits are always belonging to me, and you're managing the profits, and instead of you telling me exactly what's going on behind the scenes, you're exempting yourself with a shua. But if you're going to purchase the power of my money, that already has the mare of a loan. If you're buying, basically you're telling me, none of your business. What's doing with the investment? None of your business. You gave me $500, I bought your money. I bought it. I'll give you back the principal, and I give you the $200 fee for buying your money. That already has a whole different mare. That looks like a loan. You bought my money, you took it away, you're going to replace it, plus give back more money. That is ribis derabanan. That's what he says over here in this second part of the halacha. We begin with $1. Avol sheyikna makabel sachelik, for the makabel to purchase the chelik harevach, the power to make money, shel hanoisim mekach vekach sheyiyeh b'chuyiv losis lach kach achar kach kach vekach b'chol oifen zehu aser, because that has the mare of ribis. Ela shetzorich sheyia la makabel habrera, the makabel has to have the brera, the ability to say to the nosein, I'm sorry sir, your money was lost. The money, the investment that you gave us, it went down the drain. We invested it and the stock crashed. There's no money. I'm going to bring witnesses. They're going to come and they're going to testify. The principal is lost. And if we did not make the profit that we wanted, we thought we would make $200 for your $500. We only made $100. Listen, I'll make a shvua. I'll make a shvua in Bezdin that we only made $100. I don't think you got $100. You have the brera. In the case that we just gave, where you're buying something, you're buying the purchasing power, the power of profit, you don't have any choice anymore. It's all over. I must give you principal $500 plus $200 fee. I must give you back for your portion $700. There's nothing to talk about. So that already, once you don't have the brera, that already borders on the tsura of ribis. Halacha hey. Nosana, now we discuss is when the term ends. We make up this arrangement for 30 days. 30 days have come, and nothing's doing. You don't give me back the money. And now you have to give me another two. The question is, what's going to be for the next 30 days? Basically, the assumption is that you're going to pay me $200 for every 30 days. I'm lending you $1,000. We're structuring in this unique way. For every 30 days, you pay me $200 interest. So we've structured this transaction with a heter iska, but the loan, the document, only said 30 days. It did not say what's going to be the next 30 days. So if you don't pay me back the money until 60 days, I'm going to demand from you $400 interest, not $200. That's not fair. The only structure of $200 was the first 30 days. Now that you're late, you're delinquent on your payment, I'm going to charge you interest for not paying me right away. So the second 30 days indeed is problematic and turn into ribis, unless you stipulate that this business transaction shall continue perpetually until the money is paid. It's a very, very simple concept. Nos layiska alzman alzman, if by mistake you put in the document when the money must be paid, and the money stays in the hands of the recipient past the payment time. The misasek must give him the revach gam b'ad hazman shachakach. Ki mistama, he has to give him the profits as well. Ki mis, for the second month. Ki mistama nishar b'yadu al tanai harishayin. So even though it was not actually stipulated in the document that this shall continue perpetually for every single month, it was only stipulated for 1 month. The assumption is a leniency, that once you have the heter iska, even though it's only for 1 month, this automatically applies for all future months as well. But of course, it is advisable that when you make the heter iska, when you draw up the document originally, you should be very careful to make it clear that this arrangement of the shvua and the service fee and the edim continues perpetually. That if the money remains in the hand of the zman, you shall continue with the arrangements that were done for the first month. That would take away any problem entirely. Now it gives us an example of the nusach hashtar. Nusach shtar yishka. Here is the actual text. Mode ani chosomata. I admit, I, who is signed below on the bottom of the page, shekibalti liyadi, I have received me'ez Rabbi Reuven Horowitz. You know him? Anyone know him? Okay. My Ungar. Someone know who he is? I have received, it has come to me, he's the president of the shul.
The former president.
Okay, Rav Reuven Horowitz may.
You,
this is Reuven. Reuven, oh, it's not the same person. Reuven Horowitz may ungevar. I have received from so and so sach an amount mails 100 gold coins. I don't know what these words are. Austrian coins. Okay, from the Austrian Empire. Okay, Austrian.
Ungvar is
hungry. Hungary?
So the Austro-Hungarian?
The Austro-Hungarian regime. Their currency. I received 100 coins. Besoras iska. And the money has been given to me for investment purposes. Lachatzi shana. For exactly a half a year, miyoyim delamata, from the day that appears below on the bottom of the document. Bottom of the document, it's signed from that day and here on for 6 months. The hischayafti esatzmi. I have obligated myself. Again, I received 100 gold coins. Shekol sechoyra toiva, all good quality merchandise. Shetehe nirbi enai. Shehayose kroiva leharviach ba, which seems reasonable that I would make profit, that according to my expertise, there's going to be a good return. Mechuyev ani liknos ba'at sachanal. I have accepted upon myself responsibility that I will take the money and I will invest with the money in the commodity, the merchandise that comes my way. Assuming, of course, that in my opinion, it's a good investment. I've accepted upon myself responsibility to make the investment on behalf of my good friend, Reuven, who's the one who received the money? I received from Reuven Horowitz's money. I'm going to take his money, I'm going to invest on his behalf. And the heim koidnim lima osai. Even though I have in the bank millions of dollars, his money comes first. If there's merchandise available, I'm going to take his money. I'm going to use his money to buy this merchandise, which means, yes, the losses will go to him. That's right. It's his money. I have in the bank millions of dollars. I can very easily take my own money and buy the merchandise, and I'll make all the money. No, the arrangement is, he's paying me for this. I'm going to take his money, and I'm going to buy the merchandise, which means he has title. He is the owner of the commodity. I accept the responsibility to use his money before my own money. V'chol harevach, all the profit. Sheyitin Hashem liyadi, very unique shtar. You see, even in documents, you talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a secular document. You talk about it, it's very, you learn little things from Mr. Nusach, that a Ribbono Shel Olam will cause me to be matzliach. Okay, it's a very unique expression. Shehitin Hashem liyadi me'oisa schara, from that money, the profits, yimechzali umechzal Rabbi Reuven hanal. Half of the profits will go to me. That's the arrangement. 50% is going to go to me, 50% to Rabbi. So in other words, he's basically acknowledging 50 of the gold coins is a loan. 50 gold coins alone, and I keep that for myself. That's a loan. The other 50 gold coins is going to be his. He has title. And he will receive profit or loss. Hanal. Or profit. V'chein chas v'shalom lehefsit. Chu kechelek kechelek. If there's going to be a loss, it's going to be proportion. So that means, what does it mean so far? That when 6 months is up, all I really have to pay back my friend Reuven Horowitz is 50 gold coins. Because that's what he's saying. Profits, 50 is going to be a loan, 50 is going to be on his behalf, and the profits are lost 50-50. Umiyad, liachar, kolos chatzi hashana, after half a year is over, miyom delamata, when half a year is over, 6 months over.
Say that half of it goes for alva.
That's the assumption. You're making a very good point. It's not perfectly clear. The fact that it says, you're making a good point, I appreciate the question. We have to look into this more, right? But it seems, since it says that
because if he's earning money, that's what he's saying.
No, he, I hear what you're saying.
What he's saying is, I'm taking,
you're
giving me $100.
Okay.
I'm putting in my own $100.
No.
He says, I'm putting my own money to it.
You're right. From just reading this...
The money has the first profit.
Okay, I acknowledge what you're saying. Just from reading this, it would appear that you're correct. But the fact that this has to be understood together with what we learned in the first couple of Sifim, of this Simen, it's clear as day. When you give someone money, it's half. And from the Gemara and everything we know about Heter Iska, I know the Shtar appears to be not... It's 50% is a loan, and 50% is a deposit on your behalf. And that means the 50% that's a loan, I receive...
What you're doing is you're giving him $1,000.
Okay.
But you're writing a Heter Iska on $100. And because you're writing on $100 and then giving him $1,000, it applies on the whole thing. It means
no. You're giving him $1,000. $500 is a pure loan. Which means 500. No. It's not. That's not what it says. Yes, it must be half. Yes.
Typical. When you write a heavy risk in the bank, they take $5, whatever it is.
No, look. No, that's for the service.
Loan I give you.
No. You have to look at the documents. Okay, I have here from Rav Moshe. I have here in the fact in the back. They have here from Rav Moshe in the appendix. You look at the nusach exactly. So, but let's do one thing at a time. Rav Moshe, there are many different documents, different versions of the Heter Iska. Every Rav has come up with his own, like Mechiras Chametz. Every Rav has their own version of the Shtar Mechira. There are many different examples of Shtars. Here is just, we're reading a very bare bones example of the Heter Iska. Based upon what he said before, it was clear as day, when you give someone $1,000, $500 is a loan. When 30 days are over, you pay me back the $500. And whatever happens to that, I'm fully responsible. The schar v'hefsid. If I make on that $500 $1 million, it's all mine. If I lose, it doesn't matter. I have to give you back the $500. The other $500 is a deposit I'm going to invest it on your behalf. And you're going to pay me $2 for the service. From that, I'm not responsible. I'm not responsible for those $500. If I lose every single penny, too bad for you. I'll bring witnesses. They'll testify we lost all your money. Too bad for you. If I make money, all the money goes to you. But I'm not going to be exact, because to be exact, I can be if I want. I just have to bring witness, make a shvua exactly how much I made. And if I don't want to make the shvua, I have an exemption clause. I'll pay you a fixed amount of money to exempt myself from the shvua. So that's what he says. Let's conclude. After chatzi hashana, miyom delamat ani mechuyev lahachzir Rabbi Reuven hanal es hakeren, the principal, The gam chatzi revach shelo, his half. The principal must be returned. And half of the profits. V'lo yeheli ne'monis loyma, I have no validity, no faith to say hifsadeti el al pi shnei edim kashif. I lost his principal. I lost the part that's his money. I have to bring witnesses. V'al harevach lo ehinemon rak b'shua, to tell him exactly how much money I received, I have to make a shvua. Now notice, it doesn't say where to make the shvua. It doesn't say you have to hold the Sefer Torah, and it doesn't say to make it in the Olam. And Rav Moshe Feinstein says that Bizman Hazeh is an amazing insight, that Bizman Hazeh, unfortunately, Niskanu Hadaros, people don't are not afraid to make shvuos. They'll say, I only made $100. I know I took out the loan, right? I took out the heterisko. Your person needs to instead of going to the bank, you want to take a mortgage? I need $100,000. I'll go to the bank. Oh, what they'll do to me there, they'll make me pay you back $300,000. I have a friend. I have a relative. He'll give me, he has money sitting around, he'll give me $100,000. He'll give me a little interest. I'll give him $10,000. I'll be very happy. For 1 year, I'll give him $10,000. So we'll make a heter iska. So the merchant says, come, the year will be over. I'm not giving him back $10,000. I'll make a shvua. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? I took the $100,000. I bought a house. Did the house go up in value? No. In fact, the market went down. Go to Zillow. Let's go online. We'll take a look at the value of the house last year and this year. We'll see the house went down. Shvua. I swear every day. I'm not such a good person. I make shvuas all the time. Unfortunately, I'm not nizer in this. So I'll swear. I'll save myself $10,000. Rav Moshe says that's what's going to happen today. Isn't that scary? That's the Melos. Rav Moshe says you have to write in the Shtar Heter Iska that you'll make a Shavua holding a Sefer Torah in the Beis HaKnesses on a Monday and Thursday in front of everyone. That already you're not going to do. It's not good for Shaduchim. That you're not going to do. That's a whole different type of shura. So really, that's what he brings on over here. So it's been revised. Heter Iska has been upgraded in modern times to take into account the Skadnu Hadairos. People are not as nizra as they were in Shavuos. Now the Ulam, he goes further to explain in this writing. The Ulam, however, Tanai Zebeneinu, there's a condition between us. Im Eretz Eliti Lo Bi'Anachelik Revach Shaloi Yud Zehuvim, that if I so choose to give him on behalf of the prophets 10 gold coins, Azai, Ein Loy Olai Shum Tzviya, he has no right, this is part of the condition, he has no right to demand, but maybe there was more profit. Ki Amoisa Shaykh Li Levad, if I make this Shavua, and I free myself, I give him 10 gold coins, and I free myself from making the Shavua, then all, and if there were additional profits that accrued to his money, they belong to me, not to him. Shaykh li levad, afilu yivorar, even if it's made clear, shahoya harbe revach, even if you can go online and you can see that the profits were much more than the 10 gold coins, the escape clause in the Shtar says, if I choose to give him 10 gold coins, I'm exempt from the Shvua, and I'm able to keep all profits above that amount. V'chol din taras ne'monis lebal hashtar, and all the rules of faithfulness apply to the owner who has the Shtar, meaning the investor, the one who's giving the money, he has power to collect. He is fully believed. He has the shtar in his hands. He's fully in charge. Afli yachaz man pirayon, even if the loan goes on more than 30 days, even though in this example it was 6 months, that this document and this deed is in force, the one that has in his hand this deed has the right to collect, has the right to demand a shvua, has the right to demand witnesses, has the right to get back his principal until the date. Even after the date the loan is due, the kolzman shloy, and he goes further on to say that the kolzman shloy achzer samos hanal, and if let's say it comes past the due date and I don't return the money, doesn't matter. Hein biyadi beiska b'ofen hanal, it still is in my hand as an iska. Now, even though we pass the expiration date, it still by default remains the status of an iska into the next coming months, according to the proportion of profit that we expect to to accrue to my account. And we should not consider money paid past the due date to be payment for a delinquent payment, which would then be a problem of ribs. The kibalti schar amoli, and he makes it very clear that I receive payment for my service, for investing my friend's money, because half the money is a loan, and I don't want it to be considered, I'm giving back money alone, giving back the money plus giving him a service, that would be ribis. So he writes here that I received payment for my service, and my name is Ungavar, my name is
Ungar.
Name of the city. This took place. Okay, this took place in the city Chof Cheshvat, Tov Resh Lamed Aleph. What year is Tov Resh? Tov Resh Lamed Aleph. What year is that? Anyone know what year? 1871. Wow. Okay.
Missed that one.
Le Prat Katan. You know, Pei Kuf stands for Prat Katan, for the small number. Because the big number is 1,000. It's 5,000. The big number, the Prat Gadol is, the Pei Gimel is, the Prat Gadol is 5,000, Hail Ofim. And the Prat Katan is Tov Resh Lamed Aleph. My science is there. My name is Shimon Eisenstein. You know him? Shimon Eisenstein?
These are the Aiden.
No. First, the Shimon, the one that's receiving. Reuven Horowitz. Reuven Horowitz is the investor. And Shimon Eisenstein is the borrower. He's the one that's taking the money. Famous people. Stam are there. They write for the Flatbush Jewish Journal. You can find them there. Letters to the editor. Good pen names. Letters to the editor. Shimon Eisenstein, Bifonenu Edim, Levi.
Blustein
and Yehuda Hachberger. Okay. Zayin. Im Hashad Duchuka. Let's say time is this short. You have a great deal and you want to borrow money. I want to borrow from you $1,000. I'll pay you back $1,200. We have to make head the risk. We have to go wrap all the documents. You don't have time. The guy's on the run. The guy, if I don't do it now, can you believe this? You can make this condition verbally. I'll give me $1,000, I'll give you back.
Yeah,
what?
I guess
you have witnesses. You have witnesses, and you go, you take out the Shkitzah Shulchan Aruch, and you read this whole thing, and you say whatever it says here. That's how we're structuring this arrangement.
But then you do it later, you write it down, right?
Supposedly. So may, supposedly. Maybe. Who knows if you do it or not. But you can do it bal peh. In Makdim now, in the Cher Halacha Ches is a different case where, now, okay, we'll leave that for next time. That's where you're giving a different type of transaction. Instead of borrowing money to invest, you're borrowing money to purchase merchandise. Okay, that's just a slight variation, which gives another shtar as well. And we'll leave that for tomorrow. Okay, but this is at least a good start for Heter Israel.